All the back and forth over the budget deficit deadline is frustrating for the Tea Party. The movement is still a force within the GOP, though its popularity has waned over the past 2 years. During the current debate, there have been no big rallies in Washington, D.C., and Tea Party members in Congress seem resigned to the fact that an eventual deal will be one they won't like and one they will have little influence over. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne has more.
It's not been a good past month for Tea Party activists. President Obama won re-election, and now comes the battle over the fiscal cliff. Ryan Rhodes, who heads the Iowa Tea Party, doesn't see anything to feel good about as he watches Washington from afar.
Well, quite frankly, the way that the Republicans are getting beat in a beat essentially from a media perspective is starting to get kind of embarrassing.
Rhodes says the starting proposal put forth by Speaker of the House John Boehner is unacceptable to Tea Party members, and he knows that even that will be weakened as negotiations play out. Sal Russo is a co-founder of one of the nation's biggest Tea Party groups, the Tea Party Express.
I think the biggest failure that the Republicans have had is getting the debate to be about raising taxes instead of about cutting spending.
Russo insists that Speaker Boehner stand firm against raising taxes on upper-income Americans as part of any deal. But he rejects the established Tea Party image as being unwilling to compromise.
We're not adverse to compromise, and you know, you got to have the votes. And let's face it, conservatives don't have the votes in the Senate. And we don't have the vote in the White House. So, you know, we can't win everything. But what we can't do is lose everything.
And that's what he worries about. It's a far cry from the bravado of the Tea Party after its big gains in the 2010 midterm elections. But in this year's election, the Tea Party lost about 1/6 of its members in Congress. Now comes the latest to depart, South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint, who announced his resignation yesterday. He's going to the top job at the Conservative Heritage Foundation. A new survey in South Carolina, an early Tea Party hotbed, shows a decline in public support as well. Winthrop University's Scott Huffman says 2 years ago, more than 30% of South Carolina Republicans and voters leaning Republican said they were a Tea Party member. Today,
among Republicans and leaners who voted in the 2012 presidential election, just under 10% describe themselves as members of the Tea Party.
National polls also show a decline. That means less fear of Tea Party retribution. A possible sign of that is a move by the GOP leadership in Congress this week, stripping four Republican members of their prime committee assignments. Among them, Tea Party caucus member Tim Huelskamp, a first-term congressman from Kansas who will no longer sit on the budget and agriculture committees.
And so in a way, it was clearly vindictive and petty, and it certainly provides no real ways to enhance how we make decisions here in Washington, D.C.
But if there have been strong attacks from around the country by Tea Party activists about how Speaker Boehner is handling these very early stages of talks with the White House, the reaction from many Tea Party members in Congress has been much more careful. Take Arizona Congressman Trent Franks, when asked about Boehner on the topic of the fiscal cliff this week.
But I do think he's trying to do the best he can, and I don't want to second-guess him. We'll just have to see what comes back, and I'll do what I believe to be right for the country, no matter what else happens.
There's also been a notable absence of any kind of visible Tea Party push. Still, Winthrop University Scott Huffman says even though the ranks of the Tea Party are smaller, the issues that gave the movement life are still there.
But they're still floating around. It's sort of like, you know, elements in a solution when you're electroplating. All you have to do is stick a wire in there and run a charge through it. And I do believe they could be brought back and galvanized.
And he says an eventual deal addressing the so-called fiscal cliff could help provide that charge. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.